now, podcasting from a two-person hot tub high atop the Butterfield Park Water Tower, it's the E-Town Lowdown.
Welcome to a special edition of the E-Town Lowdown, the COVID-19 crisis. This is Rick, and I've got my good friend PK on the line. PK, you there?
I'm here.
Good. We're practicing prudent social distancing and staying away from each other. I'm actually feeling pretty good about that, PK. How about you?
Yeah, actually, it's liberating. I feel about we're probably 5 miles apart.
We are. So anyway, he's on the phone calling in, and we're going to have these special updates hopefully daily or every other day, then at least the next few weeks, to let you know what's going on in the community that might make a difference in your lives, and also to try to bring a little humor and a smile to your face. Right, PK?
That's our job.
So PK's going to hopefully in each episode provide a little bit of inspiration through an inspirational quote. So PK, why don't you take it?
I'll do my best. Hey friends, as we bunker down, let's remember and appreciate those people still working in essential areas, keeping our community going. And let's remember the insightful words once spoken, one pint at a time, by the great country singer and sausage king, Jimmy Dean. I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination. So sail on, my friends, even if it's at home in your own bathtub, and be safe. All the best. PK checking out.
PK, who would have thought Jimmy Dean could be so inspirational?
I know. It's incredible. And I speak this to you, and now I'm going to go have some breakfast sausage.
That's good. I've got some fresh breakfast sausage we ground the night before last at home. So I'll be thinking of you as I'm eating mine.
You are quite the chef.
Stay safe, PK.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So today we've got our good friend Slappy Sal on the phone, trying to keep the proper social distancing protocol in place as the governor has asked us to do. So Sal, you there? Sal.
Hey, I'm here, Ricky. How you doing?
Sal's there. Good, good. What you up to, Sal?
I'm hunkered down here in my kitchen in the basement. Slappy Sal even told his wife to keep a 6-foot distance at all times.
You got a kitchen in your basement, Sal? What's up with that?
Well, I got half a kitchen because I'm half Italian.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So, Sal, tell our listeners what you would advise them to do as it relates to eating out. And what they can and can't do.
Well, Rick, I would tell everybody in E-Town, make sure you keep eating. Don't forget to eat. It's very important. And our local E-Town restaurateurs are there to help you, like they always are. So, I'm thinking the best way to fight a pandemic is to go get a pan pizza. You know what I'm saying?
Angelo's
and Armand's and Roberto's and DeLeo's, go out, help these guys out, go get a pizza. You'll feel better. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, Sal. Any places you've noticed that are opening and doing carryout or anything like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones out there that I've been thinking about. We all have a steak in this, and that makes me think of a steak sandwich. So I'm thinking, go out to Silverado, Skinny Jack's got the place open, order up a steak sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Makes a lot of sense. I know what you're saying, Sal. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you got to take care of your pets, your cats and your dogs. And if you feel like getting a dog, you can go to Southtown on the south side of town, or you can go up to Nana's on the north side of town and get yourself a good dog. You know what I mean?
I have goldfish, Sal.
Fish. Yeah. Pescat, huh?
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, you can definitely. In fact, I would go to Angelo's and try some of their seafood. You can go to Roberto's, too.
So, Sal, you have any parting words of wisdom for our listeners out there?
Yeah, a couple of things here real quick. Make sure you wake up in the morning, you don't feel too happy, you're a little down. Go over to Brew Point Coffee. They're up and running. Get yourself a nice brew. Get a cup of coffee in you. And maybe, you stop over at New Crepes. They're open, too. Get yourself some crepes. Ricky, he's a big fan of the crepes. Crepes are awesome.
Oh, good.
And I would tell you, what Hippocrates said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Because that guy must have been at least a quarter Sicilian.
Hippocrates. Wow, Sal, you really pulled that one out. Sal, great talking to you. Stay safe. Stay away from your friends, your relatives, whoever you need to stay away from.
Yeah, Rick, may your corona be full of limes, and that be the only corona in your house.
Thanks, Sal. Great talking to you.
You too.
E-Town listeners, I have John Quigley, the president and CEO of the Elmhurst Chamber of Commerce and Industry, on the line. How are you, John?
I'm good, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
All glad to. In light of the COVID-19 crisis and the governor's mandates that were announced yesterday, effective today, Saturday the 21st at 5 p.m., just wondering how the local business community is handling it and anything that you've heard.
Well, in many cases, businesses that could or were in a position to close their operations have pretty much already done that. In some cases, for small businesses, the owner might still be working, but they've sent their staff home already. So I don't see that the governor's executive order, will make a huge change. I think it's designed to let people know the importance of not exposing yourself and not exposing other people to the risk of the spread of COVID-19.
Have you seen any businesses that are allowed to be open that have chosen not to be?
Well, in some cases, I'll give you an example. Massage therapy salons, nail salons, hair salons, they've kind of been all over the board. Some completely shut down. Others have tried to operate using a minimum of staff and serving a minimum number of clients and regularly cleaning and doing disinfecting after each client has been done. I actually got a massage last week, as one that I normally get monthly, and there were a lot more precautions being taken for that appointment than previously done.
I bet. What are you seeing as far as restaurants and food establishments? Even some bars I've heard have still been able to do some sort of carry-out delivery. What have you heard there?
Yeah, the bars and restaurants have tried to adapt as best they can. So even if a bar or a restaurant offered takeout, they're now willing to do curbside. I'll give you an example. Silverado Grill added delivery. They've never had delivery, but in this scenario, you need to do your best to expand services and get as many customers or clients as you can. You know, the big thing here, Rich, is those restaurants and bars, even with a doubling of their takeout, say, that's still a fraction of what they used to do on their dine-in services. So even though they're staffing to some degree, they're staffing probably only at about 25% of what they normally would.
And now, what have you looked at what the Illinois and national chambers have said as it relates to some of the acts that have been enacted to help businesses pay for some of this disruption?
Yeah, two of three major bills have already gotten through. As we speak, a third major bill is being discussed in the U.S. Senate, and then it would still have to go to the House of Representatives, and then if it got approved there, it would still have to go to President to be signed. They're hoping that gets done before the end of this weekend. But, for example, the United States Small Business Administration approved Governor Pritzker's application for all 102 counties in Illinois, and then there were a handful of counties in surrounding and bordering states that also got approved, and they got approved for what's called an economic injury disaster loan. And small businesses can go onto the SBA site, apply online to recoup some of their damages and be eligible for a low-interest loan of up to $2 million to help them get through this scenario. And then the federal government is also trying to find a way to provide individuals immediate economic influence, namely a check, that hopefully they would be able to spend by buying online or ordering out or doing takeout from restaurants and bars.
One last thing I want to ask you about, John. Do you have any plans at the Elmhurst Chamber of Commerce to change the way you're communicating with your members?
We have consistently been emailing all of some 540 members, regularly giving them email updates on information. But in addition, we've posted all that information to our website, elmhurstchamber.org, and we've shared it on our Facebook and Twitter social media pages so that non-members have access. Just this morning, Rich, I talked to a non-member that called me about the governor's order, wanting to know, hey, can I send my work crew out today? And I talked to him and gave him a copy of the governor's order and shared that information. So there's still a way to do some business safely, and the governor and understands that. Actually, our DuPage County Board Chair, Dan Cronin, was on stage with the governor when he was doing his executive order announcement. And so DuPage County has been keeping abreast of that. And our mayor, Steve Morley, and City Manager Jim Grabowski have been actively working on these issues as well to make sure as much business can continue to be done, but done safely and without risk to either the business's employees or their customers.
Well, the website is elmhurstchamber.org. Our guest has been John Quigley, President and CEO of the Elmhurst Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Thanks for being our guest, John. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, Rich.
Not to be outdone by our friends in Hollywood, the Lowdown also would like to present some readings for you to listen to help pass the time while you're bunkered down during this COVID-19 crisis. Today, the Lowdown presents our friend, Rodney Dangerfield, with a passage from the classic Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities.
Hey, how about a little Dickens? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I tell you, even in the best of times, I get no respect. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. I'm talking about me. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was a spring of hope. It was a winter of despair. I tell you, in my neighborhood, there was so much despair, even our pet rat hung himself. I went to the roof to jump off. They sent up a priest. He said, on your mark. Ah, back to the book. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going directly to heaven. We're going direct the other way. Other way sounds more like fun. In short, the period was so far like the present period, that some of the noisiest authorities insisted on being received, for good or for evil, in the superlative degree of comparison only. I had no idea what that guy's talking about. Thanks for listening.
This has been a special presentation of the E-Town Lowdown.